Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord will say unto you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Brother Horace. I just hear God saying you are in a season of change. I see God just changing things around you, changing your mindset. Increase is coming to you. The change is going to help to bring forth the increase. And I do see God elevating you also. And I see a people that you are called to, even yet a young group of people that you are called to. God says ministry is for you. And that's the word of the Lord.
And I just see a shower of blessing around you. God is watering your seed. God is watering your mind. And God says that he's cultivating you in this season. God says that he's going back 7 years and repairing some damages. For God says this is your time for notoriety. And even as the evidence begins to come forth, God says that what was in the dark will come to the light because this is your day of vindication. God says knowledge is power. This is a season where I see some type of classes or some classes you're going to take. And the Lord says that he is enhancing your creativity and your intuitive mind. I just see the Lord is touching the mind in this season and giving you deeper understanding. God says that you're going to rejoice because I have a plan for you. And God says it's going to prosper you in this season, said the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Horace. I hear the word of the Lord say a new structure and new order in this season. For Father God says growth demands change, and Father God says you're coming into the new season of responsibility and accountability. And I hear Father God saying that with this accountability and responsibility is wealth. There's a lot of wealth attached because people are watching you in this season. And I hear Father God saying, trust the process and don't look back. Father God says this is a season to trust in the Lord with all your heart, man of God, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Man of God, I hear Father God saying, just be mindful of your words in this season. Father God says, meditate and pray in this season. Study the word, and don't say anything that you're going to regret. Because I see some things trying to provoke you to anger. And I just hear Father God saying, be angry and sin not. So in this season of change and opportunity, Father God says, know, man of God, that I have your back. I have your back, man of God. And Father God says he just wants you to trust him. Because he's behind the scenes working some fine things out concerning his family. And Father God says, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed. For what a man sows, he's going to reap. So Father God says, revenge is mine in this season, and be angry and sin not. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is an hour, and this is a season, and this is a time where the Lord says things are getting ready to become so much more easier for you. You're going to begin to find that even up until the end of this month, that it's going to be easier for you to get loans or pay off some debts. You'll also begin to find that travel might even show up for you as well. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me that you're going to begin to find that even between now and mid-November, it's going to be a time where the Lord says you'll stand in him. It's going to be a time of learning. It's going to be a time where you're going to grow. It's going to be a time where you're going to see that even for the next 6 months that your financial condition is going to change, and it is going to change for the better. As I have gone through the Spirit of the Lord, I heard the Lord say unto me that you're going to begin to find that even in this hour that the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to take a stand. You're going to be able to fight back and stand your ground, and you're going to find out that you're going to be able to create some new opportunities for yourself for growth. You're going to grow spiritually. For the Lord says, I have put my word deep down in your mouth, and I will use you to declare the word of the Lord into my people. For I have made thee to be a healer, I have made thee to be a counselor, and you will speak, you will teach, and you will see that doors shall open up unto thee for favor. For the Lord says, I'm touching you financially, I'm touching your personal life, and I'm also doing a miracle concerning, I don't know if this is children or children-like people that is in your life, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord will say unto thee that it's not about striving to get approval. I heard the Lord say, which be more of you molding yourself to what others think that you want you to be, but it's about you doing what God has called you and told you to do. You're going to begin to find that even in this month of October and even in December, changes that you have been going through all year is going to begin to have some real rippling effects on important relationships. And it's like forcing them to evolve with you if they can, or possibly bring some of them to an end if they can't come along with you into this new season, this new you. And yet you may feel the need to break away from some old relationship patterns in order to embrace some new perspectives, in order to be all that God has called you to do. Because God says you're growing, you're maturing, you're in a season of transformation, and where I desire to take thee at, you cannot bring others. You cannot bring others with you into the promised land, because they are of your desert season. So the Lord says, prepare to begin to move to a new realm and to a new dimension in Him. And you're going to find that for the next 12 months, God says, opportunities for spiritual growth, opportunities for you to begin to move and do some new things in your life, because I see new doors, new opportunities opening up for thee.